Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, June 26th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, sitting here before our computer and looking out on a beautiful early morning today here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement, and today we want to encourage you. By the way, we base our ministry on a phrase from Hebrews 3:13 that states, "Encourage one another daily, as long as it's called today." Today's message is titled, "Faithful Watchmen." The scripture text is from Ezekiel 33, verse 7.
"Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. So hear the word I speak, and give them warning from me."
We live within a 10-mile radius of the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant, where there was a rather infamous accident in March 1979. All throughout our area, we have TMI warning sirens, and they are periodically tested to ensure they work properly. Today, there will be a test at 12:15. Of course, they need to warn us concerning the siren test, lest there be a massive panic all throughout our very populated area. Each year we get a very detailed instruction pamphlet that tells us what to do if there was a real emergency and the evacuation procedures to follow.
Warnings are for our good, though we may not necessarily like them. We might even find them unnecessary or annoying. In fact, today when Stephen told Esther, "Now be careful," she responded quickly, "That really gets annoying, Dad." Now that she's 19 years old, she's heard it thousands of times, but because of his love and concern for her, it just comes out whether he realizes it or not.
When we hear repeated spiritual warnings, we can give attention or grow annoyed at the message directed to us. Today's text is a powerful portion of Holy Scripture about a watchman who is called to give warnings from God. We still very much need these types of obedient watchmen who faithfully proclaim God's word.
The watchman Ezekiel served our Lord during a time of great transition. God's people had been taken captive to Babylon, but he hadn't forgotten them and still had a plan for their lives, both corporately and individually. A fellow prophet, Jeremiah, had already pointed this out in a very familiar passage in Jeremiah 29:11. He served just prior to the Babylonian exile, and Ezekiel spoke God's truth to the people in Babylon during the exile. His prophecies are sometimes quite figurative and can be hard to understand, but he had a powerful message for all who will listen. It's for those who will read and listen to his message today as well.
In today's verse, we find expressed the very heart of Ezekiel's mission from God. The word watchman is used both literally and figuratively in the Old Testament. Literally, it has the sense of a lookout, often on the city wall. It means to, quote, lean forward, to peer into the distance, end quote.
In the figurative sense, it conveys one who has the bigger picture, a bigger perspective, particularly God's. God had called Ezekiel to be a watchman, and a part of the watchman's message was to give warning.
There are many circumstances in which people do not like warnings. An ancient Jewish tradition asserts that Ezekiel was slain by his own people, those to whom he gave the warnings. The essence of the message of the false prophets Ezekiel confronted was their message of, quote, peace when there is no peace. And that's in Ezekiel 13, verse 10. According to the Apostle Paul, this will also be a message of end-time error preceding the coming of our Lord. We find that expressed in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 3.
It's actually 1 Thessalonians 5:3.
That's right, Brooksine. Thank you. Well, today I call on each of you to live as watchmen in our day. Provide to those around you the perspective of God, which will certainly include a serious warning of God's impending judgment. But it will also include a message of hope for those who turn to God. Hear the voice of the Lord and be his faithful watchman, whose message to the world is filled with both warning and hope.
Let's all pray together. Father, thank you for your repeated warnings in Scripture that informs, instructs, and protects us from the evil one. Help us not to ignore your warnings or procrastinate in our obedience to your commands. Embolden our spiritual leaders to be fearless watchmen who speak out your truths, even when they're not popular or politically expedient. May we be receptive to your word and obedient in our response. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. Preparing the message very early this morning. It's just about ready to turn to 7, and we've been up. I've been up since before 6. We have an early morning meeting today. It seems that we have opportunities for ministry in various places, and we'll be leaving here about 8 or 8:30. We need to move along, so thanks for joining us. This is the message that we have prepared for Thursday, June 26th, 2008. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. Happen to be interested, there are a couple of TMI pictures on the site today. One I took of the plant on the road right beside it, and another I took just a couple days ago of a sign in our township, East Donegal Township here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, with that advisory concerning the siren today at 12:15. We do also have the answer to yesterday's quiz regarding the picture from about 25 years ago of a group of us at a creation festival. And which ones are Brooksine and I? If you're interested, you can go to that. If you didn't see the picture, you can click there and open up the picture and see how we looked 25 years ago, at least standing in front of a porta potty. And we have several songs today that we feel reinforce the message as best as we can find. One of them is Blow the Trumpet in Zion, Sound the Alarm. And that's some nice video versions of these songs. Well, again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message, if you're not examining the site on June 26, 2008, this is the message for that date. Be encouraged today and continue to both be a faithful watchman to your sphere of influence and to pray for and hearken those others who are doing that role for the Lord.